Task 2. Your school principal, Mr. Shum, has asked you and Regina to help redesign the school self-study room so as to make it a better place for students to study in. You are now discussing the design with Regina. Listen to the conversation and complete the floor plan of the room below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Regina, Mr. Shum has asked us to help redesign the self-study room.
Okay.
Here's the floor plan of the self-study room. As you can see, the room is a simple rectangular room. I've marked down a few things that I think we should put in the room.
Hang on, what are these squares on the floor plan?
Each side of the square is 1 meter. There are 7 squares at the top and 7 squares at the bottom. That means the room is 7 meters wide. There are 11 squares on each side, which means that the room is 11 meters long.
So the total area of the room is 77 square meters.
That's right.
Now what are these shaded parts on the right-hand side of the plan?
The shaded area on the top right-hand side is the window.
Okay, I'll just write the word window inside the shaded area.
The shaded area in the lower right-hand corner is the door.
Let me put the word door inside the shaded area in the lower right-hand corner. What's this shaded part in the lower left-hand corner?
That's the door for the fire exit.
Should I write the word door in the shaded area?
No, put fire exit there.
Okay.
See the long rectangle at the top of the floor plan?
This one here?
Yes, that's the desk for the computers. We'll have 2 computers in the self-study room.
So, would you put both computers on the desk?
No, we'll put 1 computer on that desk. We'll have to draw another rectangle on the floor plan to represent another desk. But before you do that, please write the word Desk 1 inside the first rectangle at the top.
Desk 1. Okay. Where should I draw the second rectangle?
Each desk is 4 meters long and 1 meter wide. Why don't you draw the rectangle between the window and the door?
Which means the second desk will be put between the window and the door?
Yes, and we'll put the desk against the wall.
Let me draw the rectangle, 4 meters by 1 meter, between the window and the door, and against the wall. Okay. Shall I put desk 2 inside the rectangle?
Yes, please. Okay, look at this wall on the left, where the fire exit is. We're going to put 3 things here: a bookshelf, a filing cabinet, and a photocopying machine. I've already drawn the boxes, and you just need to label them.
Right.
First of all, write down the words filing cabinet in the rectangle next to the fire exit.
Filing cabinet. How do you spell cabinet?
It's spelt C-A-B-I-N-E-T. The bookshelf is next to the filing cabinet. The photocopying machine, which is the biggest of the 3, will be put at the end. I mean, at the end, next to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf in the middle and photocopying machine next to it. I'm going to write PCM for photocopying machine because there's not enough space.
Okay, just write PCM. I think we should create a magazine corner for students so that they can read them in the self-study room. We'll put the magazine corner here, in the top right-hand corner of the floor plan.
Let me write MC to stand for magazine corner in the square in the top right-hand corner.
Since this is a room for students to do self-study, we'll put four long tables in the middle of the room. Each table can seat five students, which means that 20 students can use the self-study room at the same time.
So four rectangles in the middle are the long tables. But there are only two of them.
You need to draw two more rectangles in the middle. Each table is 1 meter apart, so skip one row when you draw the third rectangle.
I suppose the tables are all the same size?
Yes, each table is 3 meters wide by 1 meter long.
And there's a distance of 1 meter between the tables.
Yes, that's right. Now you need to write down what they are, but instead of writing down the words study table four times, you can just write study table down once and draw an arrow pointing to each rectangle.
Okay, let me write study table.
You can write the words in any space next to the tables, but make sure you draw an arrow and point it to each of the tables.
Okay, done.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.